praise is due to Allah. We seek His help, we seek His forgiveness, and we send salutation upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all those who follow his footsteps till the Day of Judgment. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a hadith in Sahih Muslim and Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَرِهَ لَكُمْ ثَلَاثًا قِيلَ وَقَالَ وَإِضَاعَةِ الْمَالِ وَكَثْرَةِ السُّؤَالِ. Which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disapproves, He dislikes three things for you. Number one, qila wa qal, means irrelevant talk. Talk that is unnecessary, and we'll talk about it. Number two, ida'atul mal, wasting of the wealth by extravagance. Like, you know, you just spend without thinking. And number three is وَكَثْرَةَ السُّؤَالِ. Persist questioning. Keep asking these questions one after another. That has no point. Even though it's very short hadith, but wallahi, if you look into the meaning of it or the tafsir of it, you will find it so deep. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. The Prophet will never ever say anything from his own desire. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's look into this hadith first of all. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَرِهَا. Allah dislikes or disapproves. And this كَرِهَا, the word كَرِهَا, some of the ulama says, it is in the level of حَرَّمَا. It is in the level of تَحْرِيم. Means it's haram, almost at that level. Whenever the كَرِهَا comes in the Quran or in the hadith, it's in the level of تَحْرِيم. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes and disapproves the irrelevant talk. That talk, there is no fa'ida, there is no benefit come out of it. Ill speech, a speech that is useless. And subhanAllah, you can talk about this specific topic for long time. Unfortunately, we, all of us, illa man rahimallah, except those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on. Majority of us, at home, at work, majalis, gatherings, diwaniya, whatsoever, whenever people sit, they just talk unnecessary talk that they will not bring any khair. There is no any fa'ida. Leave the khair aside. There is no any fa'ida coming out of this talk. So-and-so did this and so-and-so did that. So-and-so spoke about him, so he replied back. Or especially at this time, in general, at this time in dunya, and especially at this time in this country. In this month, we have elections. Or whenever we have a specific thing, important thing or event, either it's a political or it's an economical or whatsoever, you will find people will come up and this is the thing that people will come and talk. You know, this person, he was really bad, he did this and that, and then another person will come and talk about him, and then the third person will jump and he will say something. Now my question is, either it's election or it's a family matter or whatsoever, even in our family gatherings, unfortunately, this person did this and this person did that, he is very this and he is very that, whatever you call it. My question is, when you get into this, when I will get into this, when we involve into this ill speech and useless speech, did my iman rise after talking and getting all into this? Is my relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get very closer that subhanAllah, I feel that I'm flying in Jannah? Is it after this conversation and talk and whatsoever, I feel that my level of taqwa is now subhanAllah is unbelievable? La wallahi, this will not happen. You will spend like time, hours and hours just talking for things that will not benefit you in this dunya or akhirah. So this is what qila wa qal is. And unfortunately, many people are into these things. So we have to hold and control ourselves. Then there are many ahadith that talks about the mouth and the tongue. So one of this ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith narrated in Tirmidhi and authenticated by Shaykh al-Albani. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man samata naja. Only three words. Man samata naja. Whoever is quiet, he is saved. Whoever is quiet, he is survived. Imagine, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, means, you know, if you don't talk in anything that is not your matter, it's not your concern, and you just keep quiet, you are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are in a safe site. This is what exactly it means. Another hadith that is related, narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يَضْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ فَكَّيْهِ. Whoever protect what is between his jaw bones or between his lips and what is between his legs or thighs, I will guarantee for him Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, only two things you have to take care of, and you have to have a guarantee that you will not misuse them: your tongue and your private part. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will give you Jannah, I will guarantee you Jannah by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how important our tongue is and our words are. The third hadith is also in Tirmidhi, and this is hadith on Hassan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked that, what are the people, majority of the people, they will go to the hellfire, or how they will go to hellfire? What will lead them to the hellfire? He said only two things. Faqal al-fam wal-farj. He said their mouth and their private parts, their tongue and their private parts. This is the most will take people to the hellfire. Imagine, this is how serious it is, and sometimes we don't take even, you know, concern or don't take heed out of what we are saying. Subhanallah. Now, the second part of the hadith, إِضَاعَةُ المال, wasting the wealth, using the wealth unnecessarily. People, unfortunately, I know, and I'm sure you know, some people every year they have to buy a new mobile. Every year, new car. Every year, new branded watch and whatsoever. Now my question, or I'm sure that this question is in your mind, or some of you, that a person might say, this is my money, what's your concern? This is my halal, this is my money, this is the khair that Allah gave me, what's your concern? I will do whatever I want to do. It's your money, halal. May Allah bless you more and more. But the thing is, once you do, and once you start doing this, you will get into the israf and tabdir. You will get into the wasting, the category that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, musrifin. And the musrifin, they are the brethren of the shayateen. I know personally a person, every year, wallahi, literally every year, he buys a new mobile. Why? What is the purpose? What is the purpose? No, just because it's different in the brand number. If it's, this is 10, for example, I want to buy the 11 one. If it's 11, I want to buy the 12th one. Tayyib, it's the same thing. Making calls, you can make calls. The capacity, the same capacity. Camera, whatsoever features, it's the same. It's just because this person reached to the level of hawas. Hawas means khalas, he's been obsessed by this, that, you know, he have to buy. He have to buy. Or the car, or whatsoever. So don't reach that level, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you. Buying and selling and being in a nice condition, it's not haram in Islam. Do whatever you want to do. Don't go beyond the limits. And it comes with our children, actually. Leave now our side buying cars or buying watches or mobile. This is something we can manage it. When our kids come and they say, Daddy, I want a mobile. Yes, hadir, inshallah, they will go and get the mobile. They will come, they say, Papa, I want a new PlayStation. Yes, hadir, inshallah, they will go and buy. The girl comes and says, I need the updated computer and whatsoever gaming thing. They will buy. Once again, no problem in buying for our children. They are the, you know, beloved people that we love, we care about. There is no problem. But let them, at least let them think about the value of this money. That you are not just going and grabbing it from the tree. No, you have to work for it, and Allah will give you, and you have to use it, you know, in a balanced way. So you ask them this question. Of course, you cannot take them to work, so let them see what you're doing and how you're doing. But ask them a simple question. That, Habibi, I bought you a new mobile last year. What happened to it? If he says, well, Daddy, it just fell down, I broke the screen. Let them feel the responsibility. Let them feel regret that, see, I bought a new mobile for you, you didn't take care of it. You was not responsible enough to take care of it. And it is not right. And I will not buy it for you next time. Let him think, at least. After this process, if you go and buy, there is no problem, inshallah ta'ala. But let them, our kids and our generation, to think about these things. Not the time they will say something and utter something, you go and get it. Or you just order it online or whatsoever. Let them think about the process, that it's not easy. And it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَتَسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you on the day of judgment about every single ni'mah that Allah gave you, either it's wealth or health or whatsoever. So it's very important, my brothers and sisters, for all of us, to act wisely when it comes to spending. Alhamdulillah, I'm sure that Alhamdulillah, most of us, or majority of us, if not all of us, we are working. Some people have business, some people, mashallah, having a good position and post. Whatsoever, alhamdulillah, it's a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to thank Allah by doing what is right. And if we are not thinking and taking extra steps and the steps of the israf, then we come to the category that we are not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the punishment upon those people who are not following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last but not least, the last portion of the hadith, وَكَثْرَةُ السُّؤَالِ, and ongoing questions. Again, questions, they have no meaning. There is no fa'idah coming out of these questions. There is no benefit coming out of this question. Either it's related to the dunya or it's related to the deen. Don't ask questions that is not your concern. It's not your matter. Among your family or among the friends or whatsoever, some people, they ask so silly questions that after some time you will find those who are surrounding him, they will start running away from him. Once they will see him, they will say, Astaghfirullah, this guy came again. Why? Because they will ask, or this guy will ask silly questions that is not his concern. Whatever, personal questions or whatever other question, it's not our concern, leave it. Either from the deen. Some people come and they will say, what kind of the dog was with the Ashabul Kahf, the people of cave? Whatever it is, bulldog or a puppy dog, whatsoever, you know, what I will benefit? What you will benefit if you will know it's a puppy or a bulldog or what? You will go to Jannah after knowing it? You will, khalas, your sins will be forgiven after knowing it? Subhanallah. Some people will come and they will say and ask questions and spend hours and hours, what was the fruit that Adam and Hawa ate? Is it an apple? Or an orange or a strawberry? Whatsoever. Whatsoever. What it will concern me? How I will, after knowing this answer, it will make me to go to Jannah, or it will make my iman so high that I will start loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more day by day? Leave questions and leave things that is not linked to you or concerned to you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Al-mu'min fatin. A believer is a smart person. A believer, a Muslim, a true believer is a smart. Every time he thinks, what I'm saying, this will benefit me or no? What I'm asking, will this benefit me or no? What I'm spending or buying or whatsoever I'm doing, this will benefit me in this dunya or akhirah or no? Every time. Wallahi, if this short hadith, if you just implement it in your life and try to act upon it, you will be saved in this dunya before akhirah. Because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will never ever say anything from his own desire. And it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us and for us is all good. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are always stick to the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are always applying and implementing the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are always and always reading the Quran with understanding and pondering upon the Quran and implementing the ayat of Quran in our life. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.
Have you ever wished that there was a Muslim version of YouTube or Netflix? Well, we have created one. The One Islam TV app has no adverts and is safe to browse for your peace of mind. Watch hundreds of high-quality produced Islamic reminders, Quran videos, stories of the prophets, hot topic, debates, and so much more. 4 to 8 new videos are uploaded daily, inshallah. You can watch or listen to videos while your device is switched off. Watch videos on demand or download videos and watch offline. One Islam TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means the small amount you pay for your subscription is a sadaqah jariyah, continuous charity for you, as we use the funds raised to continue producing more beneficial videos and reminders, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku. So you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 7-day trial. May Allah reward you for supporting our work.